everybody. Welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 28. This is December 25th, 2012. You might notice my voice is a little off here. It's especially deep. I'm getting over a cold, which is why this is a little late. I wanted to have it out on the 24th, but instead I am doing it in the wee hours of the morning on Christmas Day. So Merry Christmas for all of you who celebrate that holiday. Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, as well as Happy Vacation Time for the Atheists. Did I cover everybody? I hope so. Oh, and for all the Pastafarians who worship the Flying Spaghetti Monster, may you be touched by his noodly appendage this holiday season. Never heard of the Flying Spaghetti Monster? Yeah, well, do what we all do when we are uninformed. Google it. Okay, here's my first letter tonight. It's a short one. I am surprised that I finally can talk to someone else who sees pegging as more than humiliation. I believe the only reason I have not tried it yet is because of that. Most girls see it as a way of humiliation and abuse. There can be beauty in pleasing, and taking time to enjoy that moment is everything. Oh, thanks for bringing that up again. Yeah, the porn influence. Porn portrays pegging as inextricably connected to humiliation, degradation, abuse, physical and verbal abuse, and usually feminization as well. So usually what you see is a hot woman, by porn standards, dressed as a dominatrix and abusing a guy who's wearing women's clothing. There's often CBT, and for the acronym uninitiated, that is cock and ball torture. And for those acronym uninitiated men, did your junk just pull up tight when I said the word torture? I'm not surprised. It can get pretty intense to see that. It's wild. Anyway, moving right along, the reality about pegging porn is that there are indeed a lot of people of both genders who get off on the way it's portrayed, but there are also a lot of people of both genders who feel that pegging can simply be a sweet, intimate, and loving act between a couple. I personally am not a fan of humiliation. I have no judgment of anyone who is. I do like to tie a man up before I fuck him and perhaps give him a taste of my riding crop if he's willing. Not all the time. Sometimes it's a lovely, intimate act, more like lovemaking than fucking. And sometimes not. But the important thing to remember is that you can't judge pegging by looking at pegging porn. Although there are a few videos out there that show more sensual and loving pegging, they are without a doubt in the minority. And a lot of times you will find those in the amateur clips as well, as opposed to the professional ones. So if you don't like how pegging is portrayed in porn, like the reader who wrote in, don't watch it. And certainly, this is much more important, don't show it to your significant other of either gender in order to introduce them to pegging, or you just might freak them the fuck out. I've gotten letters like this of, oops, you know, wanted to show her what pegging was all about, so I showed her a pegging porn video, and she freaked out, that's for sure. And you can just as easily, if you're the woman wanting to convince your guy, freak out your guy, because he thinks you want to do all those other things to him and not just play with his ass. Okay, next letter. Hi, sorry about the single-use email account. As you know, this is a bit of a sensitive topic, no pun intended, and I don't want this going to my real email. I'm currently 17 years old and a senior in high school. I'm straight and have never been shy exploring sexually. However, I wouldn't say that I'm highly experienced by any means. Since you are the leading figure in pegging and male exploration, I thought I would come to you. Because I'm 17, I can't generally buy sex toys. My parents wouldn't have a problem with me buying such an item, but I wouldn't want to give them the impression that I'm gay when I am not. I've been exploring fingers, hand, down there for several months, but have not used an actual plug or toy. So I propose the following questions. Are there any household items or items that can be bought at Target or Walmart that are good for down there? Should I invest in buying actual toys through the use of a single-use credit card and have them shipped discreetly? I have access to a car, so this wouldn't be a problem. I wrote this young man back and told him two things. One is, it's really inadvisable to use any kind of household items for a few reasons. One is that you really want something that doesn't have any kind of rough edges. You want something that is sterilizable and that is very specifically made to be inserted into your body. And these are not things that you can find at Walmart. Have people use things like that to put inside their asses? Sure, they have. But if you can, it's best to get a toy that is made specifically for that. And of course, again, you're going to buy the 100% silicone toy. If you're using this for ass play, you're going to get something that has a flared base on it. Because the last thing you want is to have whatever toy you have disappear inside you, which would require a trip to the emergency room. And I know, you probably hear this warning all the time, but believe me, people, it does happen. So make sure you get something with a flared base to it, something that is intended for anal use. And then the other thing I told this young man is, here's how you do it. You buy an Amazon gift card, and those are for sale in a number of places, number of stores, and then you shop online for your desired toy. That's what you need to do. And have it shipped to your house. But then he went on and replied to me and said, will I need to be 18 to pick up the package at my local UPS or FedEx? Also, will it say what it is on the box, like large butt plug, for example, or dildo? I don't really want to be embarrassed, etc. I can pay the gift card with my credit card or pick one up at the store. Thanks for all your help in helping people explore their sexuality. I'm planning on driving to Walmart, getting an Amazon gift card, then ordering based on Reddit recommendations, then picking up at a FedEx that's some distance from my house. Okay, let me back up a little bit here and actually reply to something you said in the very beginning of your message. It said, since you are the leading figure in pegging and male exploration, goodness sakes, that's quite a compliment. I don't really think I am, perhaps in pegging, certainly not in male exploration. And I think that I'm just out there a whole lot. There's other people that know more than I do, but they're off to different lands doing different things. Like Tristan Termino, I'm quite sure knows a hell of a lot more about pegging than I do. However, I appreciate the compliment and I appreciate your letter as well. And also, let me comment on how cool it is that you have parents who sound like they're not judgmental about you exploring your sexuality. If I could have a little magic wand, I would give that to all the young people out there for Christmas. That's what I would give them, because that's a way cool thing to have. Okay, so I did a little research here, and I found out that FedEx and UPS both have these things where you can ask to pick it up at the office. You can even request this after it's been shipped. So if you're on Amazon, you found a place you want to buy a toy, and it doesn't seem to give you any opportunity to do anything other than ship it to an address, you can actually ask them to ship it to an address, and then as soon as it's been shipped, you can call an 800 number and ask them to hold it for pickup. So if you don't want anything to be delivered to your home and you want that privacy, have them hold it at the local offices and your mom and dad will never even see the package come. You will need a photo ID to pick it up, but there's nothing saying that you have to be a certain age. You just need to have a photo ID that has your name on it, as same as the name on the package. Now, as far as how discreetly it's going to be packaged, most businesses that sell sex toys are sensitive to the fact that their customers like their privacy. Often, these businesses will have names that no one would ever associate with sex toys, like the health center or something like that. So most of the time, there's no worries there. I can't guarantee that, though. There may be some clueless sex toy companies out there, for all I know. If there's anything that gives anyone a hint of what's inside while you're picking it up at the FedEx or the UPS office, you can either play it off as, oh yeah, my girlfriend's going to love this, or just say nothing, because your package will be far from the most exciting thing they've seen, believe me. So, this is information for all of you listeners out there who are under 18. This is how you get a sex toy. Ideally, you can find a place that sells Amazon gift cards other than Walmart. because Walmart pays their employees so poorly that they qualify for public assistance even while working there, which basically means that our tax dollars are helping the Waltons earn their billions. Ah, my strong opinions are showing. That's unusual, right? So this is how you get toys if you're underage. This is how you do it. You go get that gift card and then you purchase it. Now, you know, the reader mentioned he had a credit card he was going to use to buy the Amazon card at Walmart. And if you don't have a credit card, you can obviously just pay cash for an Amazon gift card anywhere that they sell them. And the other thing is you might have to either get a ride if you don't have a car to the local office to pick it up or take the bus there or that sort of a thing. But it's absolutely doable and much preferable to finding something in your home that you can use to stimulate yourself, because that's a little risky. I mean, if you have no other option, please, please, please be careful and put a condom over whatever it is you're using. But I really advise against it. If you've got the funds, get the good toy. Okay, my next letter. The idea of pegging has come up from my girlfriend. We are both switches. I am willing, but want a good first-hand knowledge of what I should do to prepare for this. She has fingered me while giving me oral, and it was amazing. It's just I don't want to ruin it by causing a mess. Thank you for your time. First of all, let me apologize to this reader, because I wrote him and told him I'd have this podcast up Monday morning with his answer, and it just didn't happen because I was sick as a dog. Lynn bed sweating. TMI. So here you go, a day late. Okay, first of all, anyone out there who wonders at his description of the word switches, switches means that this man and his girlfriend go back and forth with one of them being more sexually in control or dominant than the other being more submissive or not in control sexually. That's what switches means. You can go back and forth and play both roles. So how excellent that it was your girlfriend who brought up the idea of pegging. That's completely awesome. And I think you are probably the envy of many men who are listening. So you ask what you should do to prepare for this. Here's what I would suggest. First of all, it does help to have a good diet. For example, with enough raw vegetables and salads and roughage that your bowel movements are pretty regular and very easy. The next thing I would advise you go out and get yourself is called a rectal bulb syringe. And if you don't know what that is, just put those three words in, and there's even a Wikipedia page with a picture of it. This will allow you to insert smaller amounts of water into your rectal area. And when I say smaller, it means smaller than an enema, because you're just going to be rinsing out your rectal area. So the first thing you want to do is to try and have a bowel movement to make sure that nothing is in there that needs to come out. Then you want to take the syringe and hop into the shower, just because it's easiest to do it that way, and fill it up with warm water from the shower. You insert it into your rectum and put the water inside you. You don't really need to leave it in there very long, because what you're doing is basically just rinsing out your rectal area and not your colon. And rinsing out your colon is what an enema does. So enemas are not really recommended, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But what you want to do is rinse yourself out with that bulb syringe several times until the water that comes out is clean. And then just soap up the outer anal area, not inside. You never put soap inside. And for God's sake, just use water when you're filling up that syringe. I've actually come across some people who have said, put a little soap in there. Oh my God, you clean freaks, knock it off. That so messes up the inside of your body. You may not have any symptoms, but so, no, don't do that, please. So anyway, just use warm water in the syringe, and when you're done with that and the water comes out clean, then just soap up the outer anal area, rinse it, and you're good to go. So okay, let's talk about enemas. And not just talk about enemas, but just like the basic attitude behind anal sex and the fact that it is possibly going to be a little messy. For enemas, for those of you who out there who are fans of enemas, I do realize it can be a delightful addition to sexual play for some people, and I totally respect that. I get that that's part of your sexual play, and that's awesome. And I assume that if you belong to that group, you've done your homework, and you know your risks, and you know what you're doing. For the rest of you, enemas for anal sex, for pegging, are not recommended on a regular basis. because it disturbs the natural bacterial flora of your colon. There's good bacteria in there, and in other words, it messes with the good bacteria. There are people out there of both genders who get just a tad obsessive about cleanliness in association with anal sex, and these people usually want to be as clean as possible. They just want, you know, to ensure that there's no chance of having a mess whatsoever. And they usually choose the enema because they feel so strongly about not wanting to have a mess. Okay, I get that you don't want a mess. I get that you don't want to be embarrassed. You don't want to freak your partner out. I get all that. My opinion is that if you can't handle a little bit of mess now and then, and I do mean a little, because it is rarely more than just a little, then you really aren't cut out for anal sex. You need to be okay with an occasional bit of excrement and perhaps a little smell. Cleaning yourself out beforehand, you may never run into this, but there are no guarantees, even with enemas. If your partner is a clean freak, and they're freaked out by the fact that there's excrement coming out of where they're going to be playing, that makes pegging a challenge. It really does. And it's tough because then you as the guy are freaked out about there being a potential mess, and then you're not relaxed, and it's just not good. It messes up the whole experience. Ideally, you both want to be really relaxed about the whole thing, and the ideal response from a woman who is into pegging is that it's no big deal if there's a little mess, and certainly not to get freaked out about it. Personally, I do my best to take care of any mess without my partner even being aware of it. But, you know, there's no reason to be embarrassed. You know, listen, you're getting your ass fucked, okay? Since that's where your bodily wastes come out, do not be surprised if once in a while you see or smell a bit of it. It's all okay. It's just a part of the territory. Now, if you go on to decide that you are one of these people that are going to use an enema, I have a couple of pieces of advice for you enema people. One is to use the enema a couple of hours before you play. Why? Because water can get trapped in the folds of the colon, and it takes a while for it to work its way out with normal moving around, walking around. And you definitely want to give your body a chance to get rid of that excess liquid, because it would be bad if it came out at the wrong moment. You'd have Santorum Deluxe, and that's never good. And if you don't know what Santorum is, Google it. And you'll laugh. I certainly did. The other piece of advice is not to use the pre-made enemas in the stores. Some people have no problem with those at all, but listen to this. Those pre-made ones have a different kind of sodium in them. It's monosodium phosphate, I believe, that can actually cause cramping in about 10% of the people. And cramping would certainly put a damper on playtime if it were me. You can empty the solution out and put warm water and sea salt in it, and proportions can be found on the internet if you Google it. If you've used them before and not had a problem, fine. But otherwise, I wouldn't use the solution. I'd make up my own. The shape of the bottle is convenient, so it might be worth it just for the bottle. And then beyond cleaning yourself out, here are some other cleanliness hints. She can choose to use gloves or not when fingering you. You can put a condom on the dildo or not for easier cleanup. I definitely recommend you have a few towels ready nearby in case you need them, and one large towel or a blanket placed underneath you on the bed. Pegging involves a lot of lube and can be a bit messy, and I'm not talking about excrement messy, I'm just talking about the lube here. Prepare for that so that when you're done with playtime, you can just move the towels off the bed, wipe your wet parts, and cuddle each other as you fade off to sleep together. That's when it works the best, but there's never, you will not regret having a number of extra towels on the bed, hand towel size, whatever you've got. You'll probably use them. Okay, here's my next letter. It's a longer one. I want to start by telling you I'm a huge fan of yours. I read your blog and love the info and erotica. I've been interested in strap-ons from the age of 18 when I was in college and found some porn with a woman using a strap-on with a trans woman. I thought this was so hot. I am now 30 and obsessed with strap-ons. I have always wanted to be on the receiving end. I started playing with my ass after my first relationship ended. I was curious, so I used a vibrator on myself and loved it. I was hooked. I've explored more with plugs and dildos, but want more. When I started dating my now wife 6 years ago, we've been married for 4, one night we were fooling around and talking, and I told her I had a fantasy of having strap-on sex with a woman. She looked shocked. She looked shocked and tried to change the subject. She asked if I was gay, and I told her I just liked anal stimulation. We dropped it, and a few weeks later we were in bed fooling around, and I asked her to use a vibrator on me, and she obliged. It was great. The way she made me feel by controlling it was like nothing I had experienced before. We continued our little routine about once a month. I decided one night that I would go to the local toy store and buy a strap-on. I introduced it to my wife one night after we were married. The dildo was huge, and she was like, "That's too big for you." We tried it out, and it was too big. She got upset, and we put it away. Still wanting to try it, I did some more research and started using a medium plug to stretch myself. She doesn't know I do this, and I don't know if I should tell her. I even wear it to work some days. I just recently bought a thinner dildo that I know fits because I've used it. We tried again one night after we had been drinking to loosen up and could not achieve penetration. I think it's her technique. After not having any luck, we had our vanilla sex, and laying there afterwards, she asked me again if I was gay. I told her no, stating that you don't have to be gay to like anal stimulation. Thank you for that one. I told her I only want to do this with women, especially her. We have dropped it to this point because I don't know how to approach it again. I really want it. It's all I'm thinking about. Any advice you can give me? Sorry for being long-winded, but I wanted to give you some background. Hope to hear from you. Happy pegging. Wow. Thanks so much for sending that in. My first reaction, you two need to have a bit of a talk about pegging. It sounds like she's low on the information side of things. You've done the research, but she hasn't. I find that many times, given more information is what really calms women down a bit about this whole thing. That and patience, which it sounds like you've had lately. So the information needs to be addressed, and you need to have a bit of a talk. Choose a time when you're not in bed. Maybe you've had a drink or two, or she has at least. If that's a possibility, and tell her that you've been researching strap-on sex and you want to tell her what you've discovered, and make it sound really exciting. Don't present it as if you have a disease that you hope she'll be okay with, and push any embarrassment that you might have right in the background as much as you can. And also, don't present this as if she's done anything wrong those first couple of attempts, because women can be very self-conscious when they strap on a cock for the first time. They were not born with one. We don't know how to use it. We feel awkward, and sometimes they think they look silly. So avoid that whole thing about that you think her technique wasn't right. Don't even go there. So you can tell her about the prostate. You've discovered why it feels so good. The P-spot is very much like the G-spot. And it can be quite orgasmic. And so now you understand why it feels so good when she does that, and you get it. But what you might want to do first with your talk is first to address the you're not gay thing, since she seems to be worried about that. There's a lot of things you can tell her. You can tell her only 35% of gay guys even have anal sex. That'll blow her mind. And that you have no attraction whatsoever to guys. And that, let's see, playing this way will not magically turn you gay. There is no fairy that comes and sprinkles you with magic gay fairy dust when you've been pegged. You can tell her you're quite straight and you prefer breasts with your strap on. Thank you very much. And then there's the saying that fucking a straight guy with a strap on will turn him gay is like saying fucking a lesbian with a strap-on will turn her straight. Silly and not true. Many, many straight men love having their asses played with. You did mention, I want to quote you here, I told her I only want to do this with women, especially her. I had a little bit of a reaction to that, I must say. Dude, you've been with this woman 6 years, you've been married for four, and you don't mention any kind of a monogamish, open, or polyamorous relationship, so you might want to emphasize that she's the only woman you'd like to peg you, not women. I just had to mention that. I'm not sure how she received that, or if that's exactly how you said it, but I had a bit of a reaction to it. And plus, if there's any kind of insecurity on her part that she is unable to fulfill something that you really want, the last thing you want to do is infer in any way, shape, or form that you might go elsewhere for it. That is her main fear when she's asking you if you're gay, that she won't be able to give you what you want and that you will go off and you know, why wouldn't you just go find a real cock if you really like having something in your ass? So the last thing you want to do is give her any idea that if she doesn't do what you like, you might like doing it with another woman, even if you would. That's the last thing you want to give her the idea of. And hopefully, if you're in a monogamous relationship, you would never consider it. Okay, moving right along. You can also tell her you found out that one of the things that's really fun and exciting and amazing for couples with pegging is that you get to take a walk in each other's shoes sexually. She gets to find out what it's like for you to fuck her, and you get to find out what it's like for her to get fucked. And that's an amazing, amazing thing to experience. And what else? Then you can tell her you've discovered that foreplay is really important for anal sex, just like foreplay is really important for vanilla sex. And then moving to like the act itself, here are my suggestions. For the foreplay, I'm sure you've got the lots of lube down, of course. That's the basic rule. That's the first one. So you're going to be doing a lot of foreplay with a lot of lube. You can use that vibrator if you want to, but if she's up for it, I would recommend her using her fingers, wearing gloves or not, to see if she can find and stimulate your prostate as foreplay. I mean, one of the things that you can do when you tell her about how you discovered that prostates can be stimulated, and that's why it feels so good, is to have a little chart, show it to her. And if you guys look at this chart and check it out, you can indulge in some exploration to see if she can find out where your prostate is and to see if she can stimulate it. Now, the reason I suggest this with her fingers is because that seems to really connect some women to the fact that their man gets a lot of pleasure out of anal stimulation in a way that just pushing a toy in is a little distanced. You can have a similar response, but it's just the tactile response is just so there. I mean, it's an amazing feeling when your fingers are in there and you can feel that prostate swell right before a guy comes. It's amazing. So check out the chart, play exploration, just like the previous listener I advised. You want to lay on your back with your knees bent with her in between your legs. And she can go from one finger to two and eventually, hopefully, three. Now, you mentioned you think it might have been her technique, and you don't mention any foreplay, so that's why I'm emphasizing both of these, foreplay and now position. Let's talk about position. Both of these are really important here. After sufficient foreplay, and don't be afraid to lay there for a while and let her explore and stimulate you. It's common for guys who are used to running the fuck to have a little bit of difficulty laying there and just receiving. So try to stay there for as long as it feels right, as long as it looks like she's having a good time. You get my point. At the point where you're ready to actually have her peg you, ask her to lie on her back, flat on the bed, and you are going to ride her, facing her. Cowboys, what this position is called, and this is a perfect position for beginners because A, it doesn't require pretty much any skill for the woman to lay there. So you're bypassing all of the stuff that it takes to actually fuck someone if you're in a different position. So have her lay on her back. That way she doesn't... oh man, I gotta cut this one. Cowboys, what this position is called. Now, this is a perfect position for beginners because it doesn't really require any skill for the woman to just lay there. Other positions require all that's involved in fucking, which as a man, you guys are all familiar with, but with women, it's all brand new to us, and there's definitely skill involved. So she gets to just lay there. You get to penetrate yourself at your own speed. You get to put that in as slowly as you like. You can thrust as slowly or quickly as you like. And also, really importantly, you're facing each other. So she gets like a front and center show of how much you love this. You can ask her to stroke your cock while you ride her. And, you know, for most women, once they see the intensity of pleasure a man experiences, they get much more interested in pegging. When they see how hard you come and how you can't stop moaning, a lot of women get hooked. At least the GGG partners do. Good giving in game. You can Google that, too. It's a Dan Savage-ism. And from there, it's just practice and discovery. And last but not least, I probably do not need to mention this, but you should absolutely make sure to rock her world sexually in whatever way she likes the very best. Make sure she's happy, and she will more than likely be willing to make you happy as well. Okay, we got a position recommendation from a listener. This is awesome. Just a quick note. My wife and I have recently moved from fingers and hand thrusted dildos into pegging. She is much shorter than I, and most of the difference is in leg length. After 3 excursions into pegging and trying various positions, one of them was mind-blowing. The standing doggy position with my upper body supported by the edge of the bed. We were definitely hitting the right spot with this one. Although I had to spread my legs and bend my knees a bit to accommodate the height differential, I was more than rewarded as the sensations were incredible, much more so than anything else we've tried. This allowed easy access to my cock, and it was also much easier for her to thrust while standing instead of on her knees. I highly recommend this to anyone who has not tried it. Wow, that sounds delicious. Okay, listeners, try it out, everyone, and report back. I have extra long legs, and the last long-term partner I had fairly short legs. So my situation was actually the opposite of yours, and it's fascinating how different body structures can make pegging a challenge in different ways in the different positions. For us, it made doggy position... somewhat unworkable because I had to spread my legs so wide to make up for the difference as to make it really uncomfortable and throw off my balance. But there are so many positions to try, and, you know, with anything involving standing, one of the things I found, you know, when I say anything involving standing, that's like standing up against the wall, the man facing the wall, the woman behind him, standing in the way that this man described in the letter, where they're both standing and he's got his upper body bent over onto the bed, so I'm assuming the bed is fairly high. But there's also, he's somewhat on his knees and she's standing at the foot of the bed. I've done that one too. But what I was going to say is anything involving standing, the woman can actually put heels on or take them off to compensate for leg differentials or height differentials. And I guess, for that matter, so can the man. Yeah, equal opportunity here at Pegging Paradise. Okay, everybody, I'm done. I'm going to go have some hot tea. I hope your holidays are filled with everything you wish for. Even if what you wish for is to be filled with a lovely fat dildo and feel it slide slowly inside you. Or to be the woman sliding dildo to the hilt, because it's all good, people. I'll be back with my regular voice next week. You can follow me on Twitter at @Ruby_Ryder. I've got a Facebook profile and a page. I'd really appreciate it if you go give me a thumbs up on my page, Pegging Paradise. You can subscribe to my blog if you like, and my podcast is available on iTunes as well as accessible through my blog. Please send your questions and stories to ruby@peggingparadise.com. Thanks for downloading and listening. Have a great week, everyone, and happy pegging.